Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Today, the business of our work is for the council to report on the work that has occurred since our last meeting across these areas. We will today also discuss the work yet ahead, the work we must still do to continue to move forward.
Wait, what work is that? It's I couldn't keep track. In what areas? I have no idea. Someone posted that on Twitter. That's the world's least informed politician, otherwise known as Vice President Kamala Harris. They posted it on Twitter and said, this is straight up from an episode of Veep. I kind of think it's true. Friends, speaking of silly, ridiculous things that Democrat women have said lately. You do remember that Stacey Abrams has never conceded the fact that she lost the last Georgia gubernatorial race, and she ran. She's been running for 4 years, mad about that. Well, maybe people just didn't elect her because she just wasn't very smart. This is what she said last week. Take a listen.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat in 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. That it is a manufactured sound designed for men to take control of women's bodies. She said that. I reported it last week. You heard me say it. Well, a very smart woman, she happens to be Republican, named Kayleigh McEnany, went and found every one of the major left-leaning authorities, medical and scientific, on when babies do have, in fact, heartbeats. Not that Kayleigh needed to, because she's had children. But this was what this smart woman had to say.
National Library of Medicine, the baby's brain, spinal cord, and heartbeat begin to develop. By week six, it's a heart that continues to grow. March of Dimes, the baby's heart and lungs are developing. The baby's heart starts to beat. That's at 5 weeks. UK's National Health Service, the heart is forming as a simple tube-like structure in the fifth week. Mayo Clinic, a baby's cardiovascular system begins developing at 5 weeks. The heart starts to beat shortly afterward. So all these institutions that the left loves, that Fauci allegedly, I would assume, bows down to, we no longer take them as credible because Stacey Abrams, a lunatic Democrat candidate, said something crazy.
Yeah, not only did she say something crazy, but she's in one of these town halls where she's kind of at the center of the half circle of chairs at the front of the stage. And everybody around her, when she's saying that there's no such thing as a baby's heartbeat at 6 weeks, they're all not in agreement. Like she's Preacher Joe on Sunday morning. They're like, yep. You say it, Stacey. It's that's the way it is. There's no heartbeat. Yep. Just a bunch of nodding heads. Lunatics. Know-nothings. People that are literally agreeing with ignorance. But they're doing the work across all the areas because the work is the work that has been done, the work and the work that is yet to work. And I just can't take these people working anymore. Let's send them all to the unemployment line. 41 days, my friend. Send the message. Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.